On a stage, an orange blimp flies under a lit sign. Nickelodeon Movies. Text. Paramount Plus and Nickelodeon Movies present. At night, a Ferris wheel glows different colors by the water. People stand on a boardwalk. Cars drive past in the distance. In a city, lights in various buildings shine in the darkness. At a restaurant.
Zoe, I've loved you since the moment I saw you. You knocked me off my feet, remember? I knew even then, and I think you did too, that what we've got is something special. Something powerful. Something real. When I look into your eyes, I see our whole lives. The good days, the bad days, the birthdays, the old age. I want to do it all, Zoe. As long as I can do it with you. And sure, it won't be perfect, but nothing in this world is perfect, except for you. I'm ready to build a life, a family, a future together, but that all starts with one question. Zoe. Zoe. Well, what's your last name again?
Brooks.
Zoe Brooks. Will you marry me?
Other diners look over. Zoe, a blonde white woman, widens her eyes.
What are you doing?
I'm asking for your hand.
We've been on two dates.
Two perfect dates that I would like to turn into forever. So, will you make me the happy...
No, definitely not. Absolutely not. Not in a million years, no.
Yes. Well, maybe if you said yes now, and then we could talk about it.
I don't stand. You know, this is weird, right?
Yeah, I know it's weird. Just, I'm 30 and a half, and I live with my mom, and I'm the lead singer of Maroon 5 cover band. I don't really get a lot of second dates.
Thank you for your honesty, Byron. I'm sure there's someone out there for you. It just isn't me, so I need to leave.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You gonna be all right?
Oh, yeah, I'll be fine.
All right.
So I'll call you.
Please, don't.
Okay.
Congratulations!
Zoe turns quickly and knocks into two waiters and a waitress. In slow motion, a cake decorated with cherries and a cake sparkler smashes into the face of the first waiter, a white man with glasses. The waitress, a brunette white woman, holds a champagne bottle that spurts foam into the air. Behind her, Zoe gapes. The second waiter, a short-haired black man, slips backward with a tray holding a champagne bucket full of ice. He lets go of the tray as he arches back. The waitress grimaces as foam flies everywhere. The cake falls to the floor. A title appears, Zoe 102. Lettering lights up in the dark, Love Fully Charged.
You're watching Love Fully Charged. Welcome to sunny Malibu Lake, California, where 12 sexy singles will spend the summer searching for their perfect match with the grand prize of either true love or a car. This season, we've taken a stupid old Pontiac Solstice coupe and we've converted it into the electric vehicle of your dreams. With a range of 300 miles and self-driving capabilities, this is the fully charged LUV6. Now buckle up, because this week, Jordan B and Jordan J go on their first date.
A long-haired white man lounges shirtless.
What's up?
Jordan B.
I currently drive a 2009 Ford Fiesta, no AC, no rearview mirror, so you know I'm gunning for that Pontiac. But Jordan J is looking super hot today, so yeah, I guess my head is starting to turn. You're looking super hot today. You want some wine?
Yeah, thanks. So, look, why'd you pick me to go on a date?
He looks to the side. The long-haired man, Jordan B., looks into a camera.
Go.
A bearded white assistant taps Zoe and points to Jordan B. Zoe widens her eyes. She wears a headset and writes something down quickly in a notebook as she goes next to a cameraman.
Because you're mysterious and beautiful, and you caught my eye the second you walked in. I haven't felt a connection like this with anyone else in the villa, and I'm excited to see where this goes.
I'm also excited to see where this goes, too. To us.
To us.
And cut.
All right, that's cut. Moving on.
That was great, you guys. Really fun stuff. Jordan Day to confessionals.
Hey, how'd I do?
Nailed it, just like we practiced. America is going to love you.
I really don't think I could do this without you. How do you always know what to, like, say?
Oh, it's just a part of the job, Jordan B. And now, if you'll excuse me, I've got a promotion to go get.
Get him, Zoe.
A dark-haired black woman grabs Jordan B. and puts something on his torso.
So the question that I pose to you, my brilliant production team, is this.
In a conference room, a mustached white man puts his foot on a table.
Has everybody seen what they're doing over at Dawn Cops? Yeah. It's some freaky shit. Freaky new shit. And that's what I want from you for our show. I want freaky new ideas. Or you're fired.
What if we make everyone get naked?
No. What if we paired someone up with an animal?
We did that last season!
What if we replaced all the girls with their moms?
That's an amazing idea, because if there's one thing middle America loves, it's old women. No, it doesn't test well.
What if Jordan B. proposed?
What if Jordan B. proposed? Everyone shut up. Greg, you had an idea?
What if Jordan B. proposed to Jordan J.?
Zoe eyes a brown-haired white man, Greg.
A proposal on the second date? That is some freaky shiznit. And it is so genius, it just could work. How do you come up with this stuff?
I don't know.
Greg and Zoe's boss hug over her.
I know. Because you're related to me as well.
Actually, that was my idea.
Okay, so the reason I called this meeting, every year for the finale, I put together a team of our brightest and our best. The team that will be live with me on site for our finale is... This is how you do TV. Taylor, yes! Ryan! Aiden!
Yes!
Ruffy!
Yes!
And of course, Greg. Gotta have Greg. Everybody else, be better. See you on the ice. Meeting adjourned.
Zoe hurries to get her stuff and leave the room. She catches up to her boss.
Are you serious? Start my treadmill.
Kelly, I need to talk to you.
Okay, I'm super busy, so make it quick, please.
It's about your selections for live finale. I think you're making a big mistake.
Hey, we're hunting for the new girl.
A woman holds up bikini bottoms.
Nude.
She can be naked.
It's a color. The color, nude. Do I have to do everyone's job around here?
I would be such a valuable member of the team because I've worked on the show longer than anyone. All of the contestants trust
me. Mr. Kent, quick question from legal department. Did we ever get permission to use Pontiac for the car?
We are the number one show on the network. We don't ask Pontiac. We tell them. In fact, tell Pontiac, if they don't like it, they can kiss my tiny little nuts. Are you done or are you still naked?
I have better ideas than any of the guys. The proposal was my idea.
Look, Debbie. If you don't like your job, I can get you a new one. Submission tape duty.
Wait, no, that is not...
Submission tape duty.
Her boss, Kelly, points to a room labeled Submission Tape Room and leaves.
Oh, boy, George!
Zoe watches him go. In a parking lot.
This is a closed set. I just want to let you guys know. I don't love that photo, to be honest. I'll sign this, but I don't love it. I do have to leave in about 2 seconds.
This is the best picture.
The show's host, a thin black man, spots Zoe.
Need a ride?
The host drives himself and Zoe off the Paramount Pictures lot.
Oh, come on. Cheer up. This is what happens when you still drive your dad's PT Cruiser from high school. You're gonna need a new car, babe.
I'm fine. I like my car.
Isn't it crazy that I started as your intern? And now, like, we're, like, I'm, like a little above you. Like, it's crazy.
What's crazy is that Kelly lets you take home the show car, but I can't even get him to look at me.
That's because Kelly is obsessed with me. It would be, like, gross if it didn't come with some perks.
I just think about all the things I dreamed about in high school, and now I'm here. And it's like, is this it? Is this the dream?
It's really gross how often you talk about high school.
Zoe looks away.
No, but seriously, just break the rules. There are two types of people, right? Sharks and minnows. I'm obviously a shark. And you're a minnow.
Not a minnow.
Okay, then prove it. If you want Kelly's attention, just do what I did.
What did you do?
I solicited him for nudes and then I blackmailed him.
She stares.
Joking. You're crazy. No, I applied for the job.
He glances at her. She furrows her brow.
If it makes you feel any better, I really thought the promotion was yours. You deserve it more than anyone, including me. I make way too much money. You want to go to sushi? Take me to Sugarfish.
Taking you to Sugarfish.
Roger!
It's totally fine. This drives itself. We can just relax. Sit back, relax.
Door closing.
At night, Zoe walks from the show car. She goes to the front door of her house and takes a package and mail from a box hanging on the wall. She walks into the kitchen.
Hey!
Hi! Did you get it?
The promotion? No. Sexism is still alive and well in Hollywood, baby.
What? Those idiots. But no, the package. I meant the package.
Oh, yeah.
5 minutes, Miss Pensky.
Are you in London? I thought your keynote wasn't till next week.
We're pre-taping it for the product launch. Come on, open it. I only have a few minutes.
The new TechMate? These aren't even out yet. I guess it pays to know the inventor.
Don't you want to turn it on?
Wow, the unbreakable see-through phone. It's even better in person.
Oh my God, did I tell you that I got proposed to the other night on a second date? I mean, it's like the second we turn 30, everybody just becomes obsessed with... Will you be my maid? Wait, what is... No. Shut up.
Quinn and Logan are getting married! Shh.
A blonde white woman, Quinn, shows a ring.
He met me here in London and surprised me with a trip to the Netherlands. He even chartered a plane, which is so environmentally irresponsible, but like,
of course he did.
So, I just called Michael, and he is obsessed with being the officiant, and I got off the phone with Chase, and he is freaking out! Oh. Hi, Zoe. So you heard.
She finally said yes!
Hey, Logan. And it only took you 50 times. Congrats!
Okay, so I know it's almost like too soon, but the wedding has to be August 26th. Long story short, product launch, it's literally the only time I'm free for the next 2 years. And I don't know what I'd do without my best friend there. So what do you say?
On Zoe's calendar, August 26th reads, live finale.
You know, I thought I was going to have to work, but looks like I'm totally free.
Thank you. Hey, babe, you want to get me a water before I go on?
Anything for my fiancé.
Zoe, you know what's going to be fine, right? Chase is going to be there. It's going to be fine.
More than fine, it's going to be fun. No one ever gets to see you anymore except for me. It'll be the reunion we all need. I gotta go, love you.
Please welcome inventor Quinn Pensky.
Quinn walks onto a stage. At home, Zoe drinks from a wine glass.
I need another drink.
No one sees you anymore. I see people. Just because I haven't seen them in a while doesn't mean we aren't friends.
Right?
I have a lot of friends. I see a lot of people. I mean, even if I had the option, I'm too busy. I'm really busy all the time.
She empties a bottle of wine into her glass. She turns on her TechMate, a rectangle of glass with curved edges and a white base. She opens a social media app and types into a search engine.
Quinn Pensky.
Quinn's profile reads, Inventor, CEO, Fiancé. Under a photo of Quinn on the cover of Forbes, a comment from a brown-haired white man, Logan, reads, Marry me, Quinn Pensky. In the bath, Zoe looks at Logan's profile. It reads, Student of Life, Collector of Cars. She opens a photo of him with a sports car. A comment from a brunette white woman, Stacey Dilson, reads, No, you didn't. Zoe opens Stacey's profile. It reads, Host of the number one murder podcast in the U.S.
Of course, I had questions. Who snuck into Sunday school? Who stole the Subaru? And who stabbed Sarah Bella Sampson? I'm Stacey Dilson, and this is my favorite Slaughter's.
Zoe pours herself more rosé. She looks at the profile of a bald white man, Mark Delfigolo. Mark's profile reads, husband and field producer to Stacey Dilson. She opens a photo of Mark holding a stack of books. Below that, a video of a dark-haired black man, Michael, blowing out birthday candles on a cake plays. Zoe opens Michael's profile. In a photo of an album entitled Drippin', text reads, produced by Michael Barrett. In another photo, Michael poses on the cover of Rolling Stone. It reads, Michael Barrett, producer of the year. A comment from Quinn reads, so proud. A video of Quinn, Logan, Mark, Stacey, and Michael plays. Under the video, a comment from Logan reads, brunch got a little wild. Zoe looks at more photos of the five hanging out. A comment from Quinn reads, so fun. Missing you at Zoe Brooks. She puts her phone down. Sunlight shines into her living room. She looks around. Empty bottles of alcohol and food containers lie strewn around the room.
Don't go through your camera roll. So much you don't.
She picks her phone back up and opens her photo library. She scrolls down and opens an album of photos from 2005. A younger Zoe grins in a photo with Quinn and a brunette white girl, Lola. In another photo, Zoe poses with Lola, Quinn, Logan, Michael, and a blonde white boy, James. A bushy-haired white boy, Chase, grins in a photo with Quinn, Logan, and Michael. Zoe looks at photos of her and Chase. She opens a search engine.
Chase Matthews.
She presses the screen. Chase's social media profile appears. It reads, Baltimore boy, smarter than a fifth grader. She opens a video of Chase greeting a young student with an elaborate handshake. A comment from Quinn reads, OMG, this is so adorable.
Oh yeah, you're good at that.
Oh yeah, you want a fist bump? Let's go.
All right.
Zoe smiles as she watches. She opens her messages with Chase.
All the best, that's all.
Hey, happy birthday. Hope you're well. Merry Christmas. Would love to catch up.
Chase, I'm really sorry about Hawaii, but we were kids. Can we talk?
She types a new message.
Hey, heard you're Logan's best man.
She backspaces.
Will I be seeing you at the wedding? I believe our best friends are...
She throws her phone. A notification reads, status 100%. Zoe raises her eyebrows. Text, love fully charged.
You're watching Love Fully Charged.
Jordan B. positions a dark-haired, brown-skinned woman, Jordan J.
You ready? 3, 2, 1. Ta-da!
What's going on? Did you do all this?
I mean, yes. Jordan J, I know it's only our second date. There's something I want to ask you.
Oh, my God.
Jordan B kneels and holds out a ring box.
Yeah?
Jordan B's face falls. Jordan B looks around.
Yes?
In Kelly's office.
What is wrong with him?
Greg, what is wrong with him?
I don't know. He's never like this.
I'm so sorry, but before I do this, can I talk to Zoe?
Who the hell is Zoe?
Kelly slips on his treadmill and knocks Greg over. Later, Kelly sits on a couch. Zoe sits in front of him.
Zoe?
You embarrassed me. The network loved Greg's idea of the proposal, and then Jordan B goes down on one knee and is like, I need Zoe. Where's Zoe? Zoe, where's Zoe?
Well, where were you, Zoe?
You put me on submission tape duty?
You are not here to answer. You are here to listen. I do not like Jordan B. He acts like a baby, but America disagrees. It's probably the hair. And if my prediction is right, he's going to go to the finals. And when he does, I need you to be his mommy.
Mommy?
Yes.
Kelly grimaces and rises from a semi-split. He steps onto his treadmill.
When he is hungry, you will feed him. When he is crabby, you will check his diaper. And when we go live, you will be in his ears telling him exactly what to say. Because I will not be embarrassed again.
Wait, does this mean I'm on the live team?
Yeah, fine, you're on the live team.
Yes! Oh, God. No, I cannot tell you how long I waited to do this, but I don't know if I can accept because it is the same weekend as my best friend's wedding, and I just...
I was not asking. Okay, whatever your plans are, cancel them, okay? You're busy.
Kelly jumps and kicks.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Zoe hurries out. Kelly hops, then steps off his treadmill and grabs a liquor decanter. He drinks directly from it. At home, July 28th on Zoe's chalkboard calendar reads, Quinn's wedding dress fitting. Zoe stands in front of a mirror.
Quinn, it's me, your maid of honor. I can't come to your wedding. I know it's the most important day of your life, but I have to work. Oh, I hate this.
Zoe!
Hi!
Oh my God, I'm so glad you're here. My family's already driving me nuts. Bobby says I'm too pale. My mom thinks I should add a belt to the dress, and Logan's sister Lyric is—
Quinn!
Lyric, hi!
I need to talk to you about your wedding present.
Right now?
Yes. My gift is an original song.
That is so thoughtful.
That I will be performing as you walk down the aisle.
Lyric, a pink-haired white woman, pats Quinn.
Lyric is an up-and-coming singer-songwriter.
I specialize in EDM deep house country folk. It's like a whole thing.
Lyric, about the gift.
Shh. Dun, 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 dun. Ooh, that's really good. Sorry, the melody just came to me. I need to lay this down.
Siri, open voice memos. What I would give for the confidence of a trust fund kid.
Quinn, there is something that I really need to talk to you about.
Ready, Miss Pinsky?
Oh,
sorry, I gotta go. Talk later?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Quinn follows a bridal shop employee away.
Zoe? Isn't she the maid of honor? Why wouldn't she?
Because she never shows up, and it's not like we don't invite her.
You know, now that you mention it, I worked with Quinn for like 5 years and I still haven't met her.
You know what my theory is? I think she's still stuck on her ex, Chase.
The best man?
Mm-hmm. From high school. It's sad. All I know is they were supposed to spend the summer after senior year together in Hawaii, but something must have happened because they broke up, and I don't think she's had a relationship since.
Oh, no. Poor thing.
And if she does show, it's going to be very uncomfortable because I don't think she knows that Chase has a girlfriend. A serious one. We had dinner with them in Baltimore when I was touring for my pod. She's a teacher too. They're so cute together.
Zoe falls with a mannequin.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
Zoe?
Are you okay?
I'm good. I'm so good.
Two older white women stare.
Your maid of honor has arrived.
Hey.
Hi.
Here, it looks like you could use a little drink.
Thank you.
Zoe gulps a drink.
Miss Pinsky, you look beautiful.
It is so good to see you, Zoe. This is my mom, Quinn's grandma.
Not grandma, never grandma. Bubby.
Nice to meet you.
Well, how's your family? What is that little brother of yours up to?
Not so little anymore. He has two kids and twins on the way, if you can believe it.
You all need to stop growing up. Mm-hmm.
Zoe, it's been so long.
Oh, hi, Stacy. And you must be Camille.
Yes, it's so nice to finally meet you.
We were just wondering whether or not you were going to make it.
I know, I'm late, but I was at my boyfriend's house, lost track of time.
Boyfriend? Since when?
It's recent, but enough about me.
Now don't make us wait until the wedding, Zoe. Come on, give us the deets.
Yeah, you know, what's his name?
His name is,
Zoe spots a dress tag.
Hemsworth. Hugo Hemsworth.
Hemsworth? Is he Australian?
Yeah.
Like, Liam and Chris Hemsworth?
They're distant cousins.
Oh, what does he do?
He is a doctor, surgeon, actually.
Awesome. Doctor Hemsworth.
Yeah.
She's ready.
Oh, thank God.
Quinn comes out in a simple white dress. Quinn steps onto a platform.
Amazing.
Quinn regards herself.
How do you feel? Like I'd rather be getting married in a lab coat. Perfect.
You're perfect.
You're a little pale.
Could use a belt.
I didn't know what I ever imagined, you know?
Thank you so much.
It's so good to see you.
I'll see you soon.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Have you. Hey, where's your car?
Oh, it's in the shop.
Oh. Do you need a ride?
That's so sweet, but my boyfriend's picking me up.
What?
Actually, his car is. It drives itself.
Self-driving? Fancy?
Yes.
excuse me, boyfriend? What did I miss? Is this what you wanted to talk about with me? Oh my God, Zoe, are you bringing him to the wedding? This is huge!
huge.
No. It's way too late to add a plus one.
No, it's not. I'm literally texting our wedding planner as we speak. Which reminds me, would you mind going to Santa Barbara? Logan is getting the rings resized at some fancy place, and there's no one I trust more than you. Do you mind?
I don't mind. I'll do it.
Thank you. Oh, I love you. Mwah!
Love you. Bye.
Zoe waves.
And that's when I knew I had to do both, the wedding and the finale.
At home, Zoe adds Quinn's wedding to August 26th on her calendar. At a table, she drinks from a lovefully charged mug as she regards the chalkboard.
If I was going to pull this off, I needed three things. A boyfriend, a car, and a plan. The wedding is happening at 4 p.m. at Logan's family estate in Malibu. The live finale is happening at 5 p.m. at the Love Fully Charged stage, just 2.3 miles up the road. By the time I'm needed on set, the wedding reception will be in full swing. I'll slip away to work the finale and be back before anyone notices I'm gone. It's foolproof. Next, I needed a car, a self-driving car. Securing the keys was easy. Kelly lets Archer take the LUV6 whenever he wants, and he was happy to hand them over.
Wait, you're taking the car? Zoe, get back here! What?
The bearded assistant approaches the host, Archer, with drinks. God.
The student has become the master.
Now, all I needed was a date. But where was I supposed to find a hotshot Australian ER surgeon whose name was Hugo Hemsworth?
Yo, what's up? My name is Dragon. My real name is Vontarius, but I'm a really big Game of Thrones fan. So I legally changed my name when I turned 18.
In a video, a muscled man with light brown skin, Dragon, lifts weights.
Come on, who can say no to this? My name's Spencer, and I know what you want.
He probably didn't exist. What I needed was an actor.
Hello, my name is Todd E. Schubert. I'm 28 years old. I'm an actor from Burbank, California. I can also do accents. I can do Australian. I just came out from Bondi Beach, mate. G'day, how are you?
And that's where you come in. Looking at your resume, I can see that you have years of training, dozens of student films under your belt, BFA in acting. Oh, and a minor in early childhood development. Cool.
No. I'm Manny for a family on the side. Okay. I can quit if you need.
No major TV shows or movies. That's great.
Okay, so sorry. What does this have to do with me getting on Love Fully Charged?
Todd, I'm not here to talk to you about being on Love Fully Charged. I saw your submission tape, and I used my position of power to get you here. That was wrong, and I'm sorry about that.
Okay, so why am I here?
I need a favor. I need someone to play my boyfriend at my best friend's wedding next weekend. I need them to fully commit the way only a real actor can.
Todd, a handsome brown-haired white man, grins.
Okay, so, like, method.
Sure. Yeah.
He rubs his palms together.
I don't know why I thought this was a good idea. Forget I asked. I am sorry.
No. Okay, if I do this, can you get me on the show?
I mean, I can certainly try.
That's good enough for me.
They shake hands. At home, Zoe crosses boyfriend off of her to-do list in a car.
Is this completely insane?
Which part? Hiring a super hot actor to play your boyfriend at your best friend's wedding or agreeing to be at work the same weekend as your best friend's wedding?
The boyfriend part?
Convincing your friends you have a hot boyfriend is the least of your concerns if he doesn't watch the road. Does he know what he's doing?
The car drives itself and it performed very well during the safety testing phase.
It ran over 6 crash dummies.
Todd turns to Zoe.
Hello, Arch? I'm losing you, driving through the canyon. Bad service. The car will be back before the show goes live. Okay, bye.
She presses the screen.
It's the red button, Zoe. Big red button. Center. Yep, right there.
What are you reading?
Oh, there are 5 steps to creating the perfect character. The who, the what, the when, the where, and the why. I have the first 4, right? So who? Hugo Boss Hemsworth. What? He is a celebrated ER surgeon who is madly in love with Zoe Brooks. When? Present day. Where? Born in Melbourne, raised in West Philly.
You really took some liberties there.
I just can't crack the why. You know, my interpretation is that he's being used as a tool to make your ex-boyfriend jealous. Is that right?
Jealous? No, absolutely not.
That would be immature. I just want to show him and everyone that I am a very successful, well-rounded adult who's moved on and is doing better than him.
Copy.
Todd writes something in his book.
J-E-A.
He raises his eyebrows. She eyes him. In Malibu, water laps against a shore on the coast. An SUV drives down a long path bordered with draped white fabric. It pulls into a circular drive in front of a large estate. Quinn greets an older white man in a suit with a pink patterned tie. She wears a white lace corset and trousers.
Hi. Thank you so much for coming. Great tie.
Thanks.
See you out there.
I don't know what to tell you, Chauncey. He's just not shucking fast enough. Get me another shucker. No. Get me two. The people need oysters.
I got eyes on the bride.
Quinn smiles as she turns and spots Logan.
Hi, there you are. I've been looking for you.
I'm sorry, babe. I've been putting out fires left and right.
Isn't that what the wedding planner's for?
Yeah, I fired her.
You what?
She wasn't executing the vision.
I thought this weekend was supposed to be relaxed and intimate.
250 people is intimate, babe. Look, do you know how many people I didn't invite?
It's just all a little much.
A little much?
All right, we got two life-size cakes for the bride and groom to drop off.
Yeah, right there's five.
Wow.
Quinn, this is our wedding weekend, all right? You worked so hard, you deserve more than a little much. You deserve the most much. I just want to give that to you.
I know you do.
Quinn! Logan!
Michael!
You look amazing!
No, it's your case!
Oh, wait, what? It's a cake?
Yes.
Damn.
Can somebody get these human cakes out of here before I melt?
Michael. Oh. So good to see you. So happy you're here.
Oh, man, I'm so excited that this is finally happening. My two best friends are getting married, taking the plunge, and I get to plunge them? This is truly an honor, honestly. Oh, speaking of the ceremony, I want to go over what I have so far. I got like 5 drafts. I've been writing, all right? Dearly beloved.
In the show car.
Here we go, Todd.
Would you mind calling me Hugo from now on? It just helps me stay in character. Now, please, let me take my moment before...
He closes his eyes. Zoe shakes her head.
Todd.
Outside the estate.
We're gathered here to get through this thing called life.
What's up with that car?
The show car nears.
Todd.
I don't know anyone named Todd.
That car.
Oh my God.
The car! The car!
Todd opens his eyes and brakes. The car skids to a stop before Quinn, Logan, and Michael.
Oh my God!
Doors opening.
Zoe steps out of the car in red heels and a mini dress. She tosses her long blonde hair as she climbs out.
What's up?
What's up? You almost hit us with your car.
It's called making an entrance, Logan. All right.
I'll accept that.
It's a pretty good entrance. I mean, damn. What's up, Zoe?
Michael, it's been way too long.
Yeah, no shit. I mean, we live in the same city and we barely see you. What's up with that?
Because she's too busy putting up with my ass. Apologies for my appearance. I had to come straight from surgery.
Surgery?
This is Hugo. Hugo, this is...
Quinn and Logan, the bride and the groom. Of course, I know who you are. Zoe's told me so much about you.
Love your car.
Thank you. And you must be Michael?
Yes. The officiant, Michael.
Pardon?
The officiant. You know, you said their titles, you know, bride and groom, but I'm Michael, the officiant.
Okay. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. It's an honor, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
Hun, I'm going to go put the bags in our room. Quinn, could you point me in the right direction?
Oh, yeah, the wedding party's staying in the guest quarters upstairs.
No, I'll show them up. Come on, Michael.
Thanks.
Somebody clean up that glass.
Okay, where did you find him? He's perfect.
Tell me about it.
So, how are things going? Well, you'll see.
A band plays on a balcony.
Welcome everyone. Cheers to Logan and Quinn.
Yeah. I got that second shucker on site.
Logan looks around.
All right, I'm taking him to you now. I said 2 trays.
So then I'm thinking of closing with a joke, you know, since everyone will be sobbing at that point. But you gotta wake up. I'm trying to rehearse you.
What a disgusting display of wealth. God, I hate rich people.
Don't you live here?
Actually, I'm from the whole town.
Well, it's journalism. The case I'm working on now is a real stumper. They call him the Malibu murderer. He's still at large.
So you're a detective?
Podcast host.
Logan Quinn. Oh, look, I'm so glad you wore makeup.
Bubby,
oh,
that's a cake.
A cake?
Yeah. Come on. Come on. Don't talk to that.
I see. This is big, even for Logan.
Yeah, I don't even know half these people here.
Well, you know me, and I'm here for anything and all that you need, whether it's a refill or a rescue.
Hey, babe, I really need you right now, and Carol and her bridge club want a photo.
Okay, I'll rescue it.
Like now.
Save you in a bit.
Zoe wanders. Todd comes over.
Sleeping arrangements aren't going to be a problem. The rooms are huge. I situated myself on the couch like a gentleman.
And didn't think to change.
Zoe, I'm creating a character, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I need you to trust the work.
She nods.
Now, which one is the ex?
I don't think he's here yet.
Okay, good. I'm gonna go get us some drinks.
Todd walks off. Zoe nods, then stops walking and looks around the party. Her lips part as she spots something. Ahead of her, Chase carries a plate of food in one hand and walks with his hand in his pants pocket. He wears a blue plaid shirt tucked into dark trousers. He blinks as he notices Zoe. She waves. He smiles and waves back. Chase walks into a pole as he gazes at her.
Chase! Here.
She helps him up.
Hi.
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 Oh, this is my girlfriend, Danielle.
Hi.
So excited to be here. It's like a dream meeting everyone Chase keeps talking about from high school.
Nice to meet you. I'm...
Yeah. Let me guess. Dana. Lola?
Coco. Zoe. I'm Zoe.
Chase, I don't remember you mentioning a Zoe.
Yeah, well, must have slipped my mind.
Sorry.
Vodka martini, slightly dirty. Just like you, cowgirl.
Hi, I'm Hugo Hemsworth, Zoe's boy.
Oh, boy. Wow, that's a strong grip and jawline.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm Chase. Chase.
Danielle.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, babe, sure.
A text from Kelly reads, "We have a situation. Get over here now."
I have to take this. So nice to meet you, Danielle.
Likewise.
Chase, I had something I wanted to tell you, but must have slipped my mind. See you.
Zoe leaves.
See you, sexy. You'll have to excuse the scrubs. I had to come straight from surgery.
Surgery?
Wow. We pulled a double, heart and brain at the same time.
That's amazing.
On an empty highway, Zoe drives in the show's car.
Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily.
She shakes her head slightly. The car approaches a curve. Zoe glances to the side as the car's steering wheel moves by itself. She closes her eyes briefly and parts her lips.
I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you should really help. Now you can be a better man for you.
At the studio.
I'm getting the car
detailed.
Please.
Shoot. Take them off. Okay. Take them off.
Okay.
Greg.
Here.
Leave her shoe. Leave them there.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Perhaps you'd care to explain.
Jordan B. has orange hair.
This.
The thing I love most about Jordan J. is probably
her boobs.
Oh my God, the hair looks so good.
So you knew about this and you let it happen? Because the hair, that was it. That was all that he had.
That's exactly why. He wanted to show Jordan J in America that he's more than just his hair. He's a trendsetter. It's called strategy.
Is it?
Kelly, being your first and only female producer, you just gotta trust me on this. I know what our audience wants because I am our audience. And I love the hair.
Jordan B grins.
For your own sake, I hope that you are right.
Kelly boops her nose.
Zoe, seriously, hot dress. Yeah. Now I take you seriously.
Okay. Thanks.
Greg! Punch you in the face.
At the party.
Just pumping away, trying to get a pulse. 7-year-old kid swallowed a ping pong ball. So sad.
Oh my God.
No, don't worry. He is fine. Nobody has ever died on my table.
Aww.
Except maybe a couple times.
Who even is this guy?
Shh. He's so sweet.
You know what? Enough about me, Stacy. I'm a huge fan of the pod. Total Slaughterhead.
Oh.
Yeah. Any updates on the Malibu murderer?
Oh, you listen.
I'm back.
This is Mark, my field producer.
Husband.
Uh-huh.
But yes, also field producer.
Didn't you and Quinn used to...
Date. Yes. Yeah, it was just a fling. But this is the real deal.
Excuse me. How was it with the witness?
I got a description.
Yes, Mark. Great work.
Of his hands.
Damn it, Mark. That's not enough. But go on.
She said the hands were large.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
Not guilty.
Adrian Norman. Oh, he's so funny.
Jordan B., why is your hair orange?
I thought I could fix it without anyone noticing.
Fix what?
Jordan B. looks away.
I found a gray hair. Okay. You happy? I can't have gray hair at 23. I'm supposed to be hot.
You bleached your whole head because of one gray hair?
Yeah, and then it kind of started, like, falling out, so I had to cut it. But I tried to find you first, but you weren't here.
I'm sorry. No, just... Hang on. One second.
A text from Quinn reads, hey, where are you?
I'm gonna have to leave again.
What?
If you need anything at all, call me. Not Kelly, okay? Me. You're gonna be fine.
Zoe nods, then leaves. Jordan B. turns to a camera.
What was I saying? Oh yeah, Jordan's boobs.
On the road, Zoe sits in the show's self-driving car. She shakes her head. At the estate, water arches out of a fish sculpture in a fountain.
So, in a way, I credit Zoe for saving that little boy's life.
Aww.
Yeah, she...
So
oh, my God, she inspires me to be a better surgeon.
Zoe peers at a group with Todd, then leaves.
Can you take a look at my feet? Because...
I'm sorry, it stinks.
You don't have to smell it, just fix it.
Quinn? Quinn?
Inside, Zoe answers her phone.
Jordan B., what do you want? Oh, no, don't cry. Don't cry. It's gonna be okay. No, a neck tattoo will not fix what you did to your hair.
Who's getting a neck tattoo?
Quinn sits in a tub.
I have to go. Quinn, I've been looking all over for you. What are you doing in the bathtub?
I'm unclogging the drain. Did you know that clogged drains can lead to corrosion and flooding?
Oh, no. Okay. What's wrong?
I never dreamed of having a wedding. But then I fell in love with someone who did. And I want to do this for him, but it's all a lot.
Does Logan know that?
We've been together over a decade. You'd think so. But he's so totally absorbed, it's like he's a different person. I know he's dreamed of having an extravagant wedding, and I'm trying to be sensitive to that. But I'm not a rational function. My limits are not infinite. If only humans could have vertical asymptotes, do you know what I'm saying?
Not at all. But I think I get the gist of it. So why don't we just get out of here?
Leave my own party? I don't think I'm allowed to do that.
You're the bride. You can do whatever you want. Party's almost over, plus there's a cake down there that everyone thinks is you anyway.
Where would we even go?
I have ideas.
A karaoke bar.
Seriously? A karaoke bar? No. It's late. The rehearsal's tomorrow. We gotta be rested.
Hey, look at me. I love you.
I love you too.
So stop thinking about the wedding for like 1 second and have some fun with me, okay?
Logan rolls his eyes.
Fine. Okay. All right, look, if Michael doesn't sing Limp Bizkit, I'm leaving.
All right, cool. Everyone's drinks are on Logan. Let's go inside.
Zoe bumps into Chase.
You good?
I'm good. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Great.
Inside, Michael sings.
Chase smiles as Danielle grins. Zoe shakes her head and turns to Todd. They chatter. Chase watches them and looks down.
You wanna mess with Limp Bizkit? You mess with Limp Bizkit? Cause we get it on every day and every night.
Was he always that talented? Yeah, in school it was mostly sad flute music.
Oh, yes!
So, you all went to high school together?
Yeah, PCA, baby!
So sad, what happened?
Todd looks at Zoe.
Attend Pacific Coast Academy. The school closed down in 2009 when multiple parents complained about poor education standards, leading the state to launch a formal investigation, only to discover the school wasn't even accredited, and Dean Rivers was stealing students' tuition and blowing it at Morongo Casino and Resort.
Yeah, it wasn't even a real school.
The student loans were real!
Anybody need anything? Chase? Maybe a water?
Yes.
All right, I'll be right back. Consent to a kiss?
Granted.
Todd kisses Zoe. She peeks out of the side of her eye at Chase. Chase downs the rest of his beer.
All right, next up we have Hugo Hemsworth and Chase Matthews singing a duet.
No, I'm all set.
Cool with the high part.
What song are we even?
Now I've had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before.
Damn it, I love this song.
Yes, I swear it's the truth, and I owe it all to you.
Cause I had the time of
didn't know it's a high tenor, did you?
I've been waiting for so long. Now I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall as we felt this magical fantasy.
Todd and Chase sing at each other.
Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise it secretly.
Todd dances. Chase backs up.
So we take each other's hand, cause we seem to understand the urgency.
Todd thrusts his hips at his microphone. Chase eyes him, then dances awkwardly. Watches with wide eyes. Todd dances shirtless. He balances on the floor with one hand and hip thrusts. Todd rolls back and jumps to his feet. He body rolls smoothly against a stage. Chase turns away, then looks back. Todd does a standing backflip.
I can't dance like that. I can't dance like that.
Nah, come on!
Chase falls.
Sorry, dude.
What is this?
What? I thought we were just having fun.
This is about Zoe, isn't it? You're mad that we dated, so you're trying to make me jealous. Well, guess what? That's not gonna work, Mr. Sexy Doctor Man. Because I don't care about Zoe anymore.
What's happening?
Looks like they're fighting.
Chase gestures animatedly on stage.
Let's chill out.
That's it. I'm over it. I'm over her.
Well, it doesn't sound like it.
What'd you say?
I just get the feeling that maybe you're not actually over her.
Zoe watches with a furrowed brow. Chase runs at Todd. Todd picks him up in a lift. Chase holds his arms out to the side and his legs straight.
Getting a bit heavy!
Chase wobbles and falls. In the morning.
What?
who? Time for rehearsal! Out of bed!
Todd scrambles into Zoe's bed.
Everybody outside in 10!
Zoe checks her phone. Texts from Jordan B. read, Zoe, why aren't you picking up? Your VM is full. Are you alive? LOL. And more.
Can't he leave me alone for 1 minute? I'm so sick of babysitting this guy. I cannot do this today.
Todd lies with his eyes closed.
Todd.
Hmm?
Aren't you a Manny?
It's a side gig, but yeah.
Zoe pouts.
No. No, I'm your fake boyfriend. Fake hungover boyfriend. I'm not your babysitter.
Please, please.
Meet me in the chapel in 10.
I really have to go be with my friends. I really need your help on this one, please. The villa is just right up the street. You can go up there, distract him, have fun. Please, please, please.
Wait, so I get to go to set?
Yes, thank you.
She tosses him car keys and leaves.
Oh my God, finally.
In a building.
Places! Okay, so we're gonna start with Michael making an announcement to ask all the guests to silence their phones. Cue Michael.
Logan eyes Michael as he stands at a mic. The others exchange looks.
Cue Michael.
Silence.
Bro, what is going on?
I think I lost my voice.
How do you know what he's saying?
I'm really good at lip reading.
From over there?
Plus, I have 20/20 vision.
Great. So my officiant has lost his voice. The day before the wedding! This is why we can't have fun.
Let me show you. Ready? Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to celebrate this thing called patriarchy.
Michael furrows his brow.
Heard of it? Which has been used for centuries to oppress women by buying and selling them. It's also kept the majority of wealth in the male minority.
Okay. Thank you, Lyric. Look, I'm sorry, buddy. But I gotta replace you.
Son of a...
Fine. I'll do it.
What?
I have the number one murder podcast in the U.S. People would literally kill to have me officiate their wedding.
Yeah, you make a fair point.
But who's gonna walk me down the aisle?
It's a straight line, babe.
Michael, obviously.
Okay, sounds good.
Let's try this again. Stacy will ask everyone to silence their phones. Get out of here, buddy. Cue Stacy.
Silence your phones.
Just a little less creepy next time.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Lyric's gonna sing us in.
Lyric stands on a spiral staircase.
Lyric!
Lyric presses something with her foot. She turns her glove on. It glows pink.
Mama. AI gloves weren't programmed to deal with that kind of reverb. Did you hear the echo?
Wee.
All right, guys. Get in places. Michael, Mark, Camille, and Jared. Come on, tighten up.
How's your nose?
How do you think? Your boyfriend dropped me on my face on purpose.
He did not do it on purpose.
All right, Michael, Mark.
He's very strong. His muscles are huge. He definitely could have helped me.
Classic Chase, taking everything so personally. He said he was sorry.
A curly-haired black woman, Camille, looks back.
All right, cue Camille and Jared.
Chase, I know it's awkward, but for the sake of our friends, can't we at least just try to be friends?
I'm sorry, but after everything that happened, did you really think we were going to be able to just link arms and stroll off into the sunset?
All right, now, Zoe and Chase will link arms and stroll.
Okay, the timing of that was unfair.
They're linking. They're strolling.
Quinn stands alone. She shakes her head.
You could look happy. Okay, cue the bride.
At a dinner.
And frankly, there is no amount of philanthropy that will ever make up for those mistakes. Ashley, Quinn. You have come up with so many wonderful inventions over the years, but I think that your most impressive yet is actually the reinvention of this guy right here, my best friend. He's become an amazing man because of you. And so I think I speak for all of us when I say thank you very much, Quinn. To Quinn and Logan, everyone.
Quinn and Logan.
Chase sits. Mark turns to Stacy.
This is nice. Stace, isn't this nice? Everyone together, celebrating.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mark, tell me something. You're my field producer, right?
And husband.
Then why aren't you in the field?
I thought we'd take the night off.
Can the women who are being murdered take the night off, Mark?
But couldn't they be here?
What?
I'm just saying, technically, couldn't the Malibu murderer be at this wedding in Malibu?
How dare you, Mark? These are our closest and dearest friends.
You're so right.
Why would there be a murderer at this wedding?
Just forget I said it. Hey, enjoy your fish.
Zoe texts Todd. Are you still with Jordan B?
Where's Hugo?
He got called in for an emergency.
God, if only there were more people like him in the world.
Hey, so, your turn. Like yesterday.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. I would like to make a toast. I've known Quinn and Logan for more than half my life. During that time, I've watched Quinn grow, evolve, and accomplish almost all of her dreams. And I've watched Logan watch her do that. Everyone says that high school love doesn't last, and they're right, most of the time, it doesn't. Against all odds, Quinn and Logan have proved him wrong.
Zoe spots Todd outside dragging Jordan B in face paint. He gestures to Zoe.
That's why it's so real and inspiring. Just really makes me, you know, just dance a little and just really gets me so excited. I just want to sing and drink and drink a lot.
Zoe spills her wine on herself.
I'm such a klutz. I'm gonna have to go change.
You missed your mouth by a lot.
I know. I'm sorry. I'll be right back, okay?
Zoe hurries off in her room.
What is going on? Why is he here? And what is on his face?
I'm an ice tiger.
Todd, what happened?
You told me to babysit. So I took him to the pier. He wanted to ride the kiddie coaster, right? But he's too big, so he hit his head on the support beam. Now he can't remember the last 6 months of his life, including the show or Jordan J.
What?
My God. Did I just hear a lion?
No. My dad made me get rid of all my exotic pets.
It's not that big of a deal, right? It's okay. I mean, wasn't Jordan B pretty stupid already?
You're right. Maybe nobody will even notice. I mean, I'm going to be telling him exactly what to say. Okay. I need to get back down there. So you're going to sneak him into the villa, put him to sleep. He'll sleep this off and everything will be...
A text from Quinn reads, BTW, you picked up the rings, right? In the morning, Chase runs across a beach. He stops under a pier and touches a wooden post. He looks around, then runs back in the opposite direction. At the estate, Zoe rushes to the show car.
Door open.
The driver's side door automatically opens. She climbs inside.
Door closing.
Zoe, it is show day. You said you would have the car back in plenty of time, so where is the car, babe?
Archer, I promise you the car is the least of your worries. Have you seen Jordan B today? Is he acting a little, different?
On set, Jordan B waves.
Oh, hey. Hi. Hey.
Whoa, whoa. Jordan B falls over a railing into a pool below. Archer turns around.
Just as dumb as usual. Why?
No reason. Look, I'm on my way with the car. I just have to make a little pit stop in Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara? That is not on the way.
Okay.
She enters an address into the car's GPS.
Door open.
The side door hits Chase.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to. Chase, it's you.
Sorry.
He climbs inside.
If my nose wasn't broken before, I think it might be now.
Why are you even up this early?
I went on a run. Why are you even up right now?
Is your nose bleeding? Oh, here, I have some tissues right here.
Door closing.
No.
Wait,
Why?
Navigation calculated. Estimated time, 1 hour, 12 minutes.
Zoe?
Turn it off!
I don't know how!
You don't know how to work your own car? Come on.
Turn off door! Stop car!
The car drives off.
Cancel trip.
New drive time, 1 hour, 59 minutes.
Why did it just go up?
When here comes the bride,
all dressed in really pretty pink pajamas. Hello!
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. You look so cute.
You do.
Where's Zoe?
Oh.
Zoe.
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 In Zoe's room, Todd wakes up. He spots a note on top of Fuzzy Bride Squad slippers that reads, "Cover for me, I owe you." He rests his head against the pillow.
Showtime, baby.
He snatches the note. In the show car, Zoe and Chase look out opposite windows. Chase wears a tissue in his nose.
Can you at least tell me where we're going? Cool. I guess we'll just sit in silence then.
Chase, you've made it very clear that you don't want to hear what I have to say. I thought that maybe this weekend we could put our past behind us and act like adults, but clearly we cannot. So yes, I think it's best if we don't speak.
Playing Don't Speak.
You and me.
They exchange a look, then turn away from one another. The show car drives them along a coastal highway.
Always. I really feel that I'm losing my best friend. I can't believe this could be the end.
At the estate, Todd wears silky shorts with maid of honor bedazzled across the butt. He twirls and carries a bottle of champagne and glasses into Quinn's room.
Don't tell me cause
ladies, are we decent?
Hugo, what are you doing here?
Zoe's dealing with a little work emergency, so she sent me.
Oh, wow.
Who wants mimosa? Everybody
take a
glass.
Is everything okay?
Oh, everything is fine. She's going to be right back.
Okay.
Outside a building.
Arriving at Perry's Fine Jewelry.
The show car slows to a stop.
But Logan said you got the rings already.
Doors opening.
Yeah. God, let's get out of here. This thing's horrible. It's like a prison on wheels.
Doors closing. Self-park activating.
Oh.
The show car parks itself.
Hey, is that the car from Love Fully Charged?
No. Pretty sure it is.
No, it's not.
Chase follows Zoe into a jewelry store. Inside, she stops and looks around.
These are really nice. Even I would like you to buy me some of these. You know, if you want somebody on the side, I am that person.
We are appointment only. You have an appointment?
We're here to pick up.
Name?
Reese, Logan, and Quinn.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Reese. Stop playing me. You know you ain't got no money. Go home. Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Reese, I did not recognize your voice. I spoke to y'all over the phone. Remember me? Janice?
No, that's actually not.
Honestly, it's fine. My mama say I'm forgettable. But you two are late. You know, I thought maybe you was trying to ditch us and get your rings down the street. Pauline, Caleb, the Reese family is here.
Oh, my God.
the rings will be read out. Pauline, Caleb!
Two jewelry store employees, Polly and Kayla, quickly come over carrying a tray with caviar and two glasses of champagne. They circle one another.
Oh, this is a lot.
Caviar. No,
we're fine.
Take it.
Okay.
We love giving high-paying customers like yourself the full VIP treatment. We hope you don't mind.
We need to leave.
Oh, come on. You're never going to be as in love as you are now. And it might not even last.
Probably won't.
Good thing to say.
A toast to the bride and groom. Cheers! So, Quinn and Logan, what's your story?
We're actually not too...
Oh, come on. Don't be those people so boring.
Don't even think about being those people.
Like those.
You're not going to get these rings until you spill the tea. Now, where did you meet?
Well, we met in middle school.
Oh, young love. I love. Then what?
He saw me and ran his bike into a flagpole.
No, a flagpole?
I'm dead.
Then we became best friends.
Study buddies.
But everybody knew I had a thing for her.
And no one knew I had a thing for him.
They knew.
They did not.
But every time I tried to take it to the next level, something always got in the way. Other boyfriends.
Oh.
other girlfriends.
Thanks. We don't like that.
Distance.
Mm-hmm. Mistakes.
But anyway, here we are getting married now. It's great. So fast forward to now, we'd love our rings. Yeah, it'd be great.
Kiss, 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 kiss. Kiss, 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 kiss.
Polly and Kayla hold up their phones. Zoe and Chase share a look. They kiss.
We're actually
right? Yeah, this is the champagne.
Zoe grabs Chase's hand and grins as she runs out of the jewelry store with him. Chase smiles and says something as he looks back.
Seriously, these suck. Every single one. Blurry.
In Quinn's room.
No, actually, Zoe's the big spoon and I'm the little spoon. Aww. We're cute like that.
Hugo, you are hilarious. Where did you grow up again?
Burbank. Brisbane.
Stacy takes a cucumber slice off of her eye.
Australia, Brisbane.
Stacy replaces the cucumber slice.
Sometimes I use an Australian accent when I go out. You wouldn't believe how many mean women and non-binary people I get when I use this voice.
Hey, Hugo, could you text Zoe for me? I've tried a bunch of times, but she hasn't responded.
Yeah, can do. I'll get us a bottle while I'm out.
He gets out of bed and adjusts his shorts.
All right, see you soon.
Ugh, all these are the beast.
Elsewhere in the estate.
Hey, Logan. Here's an idea. I can still officiate the wedding using text-to-voice.
What? No, dude, absolutely not.
Look, I can't find Chase anywhere. Where is he? Dude, I can't hear a single thing you're saying, man. Where is he?
I'll text him.
Thank you, Jared.
Jared, you suck.
Really, Michael?
In the show car.
So what? Is that what happens when you get engaged? Free champagne everywhere you go?
No, that's what happens when you can drop six figures on a ring.
So, you think you and Hugo will get engaged?
No. I mean, no. Not really thinking about marriage, but what about you?
Danielle, no. I mean, she's great. For now. You know, the timing just felt right.
Timing. Something we never had.
Zoe looks away. Chase gazes at her. She turns back to him and shakes her head.
I'm so sorry about Hawaii. I tried to call. I sent messages, and I completely understand why you didn't respond, but I wanted the chance to explain why
left me alone on a literal island and waited weeks to call? Yeah, why did you do that?
I guess I was so used to it not working out between us that I was scared of what would happen if it actually did, so I just bailed. I really, really wish I hadn't. I mean, I've tried to move on. I've tried to forget. I threw myself into work, distanced myself from all of our friends. I even downloaded every dating app on Earth, but no matter what I did, it always came back to you. I know, that sounds so ridiculous. Why would...
Chase kisses her. Warm sunlight glows over them. They part briefly, then kiss again. His hand moves from her neck to her arm. The show car shakes. The show car slows to a stop.
Why is the car stopping?
0% charge.
Oh my gosh, you have to charge this car.
Yeah, it's kind of a thing.
At the estate, Camille zips the back of Quinn's wedding dress. Quinn regards herself in a mirror.
You look beautiful.
Lyric wears white.
Thank you.
Quinn turns.
Is that what you're wearing?
Yeah, why?
No reason.
Todd comes in.
Anything yet from Zoe?
No. Calls are going straight to voicemail. Why is...
Nothing going through!
Yeah, I think I'd better over here, actually.
What am I gonna do?
No, no.
How could this be the one spot where there's absolutely no service?
Zoe, hey. I think we can make it, but we have to go. We have to walk now.
Okay.
something good. Yeah, you got it.
Logan exits a room labeled grooming stall.
Have you heard from Chase this morning? Nobody can get a hold of him.
No, I haven't.
Wow, you look so good.
Thanks. So do you. Wait, have you heard from Zoe?
No, I haven't.
Oh, wait, is this supposed to be their first look?
They're weird like that.
Wait, so the maid of honor and the best man are both missing.
I can't believe this.
Outside, Chase and Zoe run on the side of a road.
Much further.
She stops and doubles over. He hurries back to her and gives her his shoes.
Here you are, my...
He puts on her sandals.
Oh, this is so better.
Yeah, this is not better.
They continue to run.
Oh, God.
At the estate, guests fill seats at the wedding. Todd and Danielle knock into each other. They sit across the aisle from one another. On the second floor, Lyric stands with her back to the guests. Angel wings extend on her back. The guests turn to watch. Her gloves glow. Logan peeks out at the guests. Set.
So normally I could not afford Montecito, but
Kelly leans against a pillar. Archer texts Zoe, "Where's the car?" Show starts in 15.
The whole first floor.
Oh, I think that might be wet.
Kelly removes his hand to find paint on his palm. He shows it to a nearby painter.
What is that?
It's white diamonds, Mr. Kevin. Benjamin Moore.
It's a great shade. I mean, I love it. Will you paint my office that color, please?
Yeah.
Great. Now? Now?
Yeah, yes, sir.
No, in the future. Now! Greg!
Hi.
Hey!
Kelly hugs Greg and touches his back.
Does anyone have eyes on the car?
Outside the estate, Chase and Zoe jog up the path. Phone notifications display numerous missed calls and unread texts.
Oh, God. Come on, we gotta go.
An incoming call from Archer appears.
Oh my God, I thought you were dead. I hoped you were dead. I've called you like 1,000 times. Where the hell are you?
I know. So I didn't exactly realize that the car needed to be charged. So it's dead on the side of the PCH.
Oh my God!
But it's okay. The car doesn't even need to be there. Because Jordan B is going to listen to what I said.
How are you
going to
tell him what to say if you're not even here?
Archer, you're just going to have to trust me on this one.
Well, I actually don't.
Oh, I didn't mean to eavesdrop, but it sounds like you've gotten yourself into quite a complicated situation.
You have no idea.
At the wedding. Below, Logan and the others look upwards. Michael gapes.
Okay. We have waited as long as we can, right? These guests are gonna leave if we have to listen to Lyric sing anymore.
Wait.
We're here, and we have the rings.
Quinn, I'm so sorry. I can explain.
No explanations, all right? We are late enough as it is. Places, go.
The wedding party disperses. A man leads Quinn away.
Cue Lyric.
Logan smiles and walks down the aisle alone. He puffs out his cheeks as he reaches Stacy at the other end. Lyric hits her gloves together and pretends to play guitar.
I am cue Michael and Mark.
Michael and Mark walk down the aisle.
This is my gift to you. A song for your day, brand.
Cue Camille and Jared.
Zoe puts in a wireless earbud. She starts a stream of love fully charged on her phone. Quinn touches her arm. Zoe turns around.
I was really worried about you.
I know. I'm so sorry.
I wrote it for the
And Zoe and Chase.
Zoe links arms with Chase.
I just want you both to know.
soul.
30 seconds to showtime.
On set, Jordan B goes over to Jordan J.
Hey, what am I supposed to do?
Are you seriously asking me that?
Yes.
If you pick a Pontiac over me on live television, I will make your life a living hell.
Hey, pal. Pre-show jitters are totally normal, okay? Here's what I want you to do. Just relax and listen to Zoe. Can you do that for me?
Well, I think so.
Kelly gives him an earbud.
You're gonna be great. Oh, who's Zoe?
She's not here, dude. You have to manage this on your own. Nice hair, by the way.
Thanks.
15 seconds!
Wow, okay, Joey, thank you.
In a control room, Kelly's handprint marks Greg's back.
And paging Zoe. Zoe, do you copy? Where's the girl?
I'm here, Jordan. You got this, buddy. Just take a deep breath for me.
This should be fun.
Please rise.
At the wedding, the guests rise. Quinn steps into view holding a large white bouquet. She stands at the end of the aisle with her arm linked with a dark-haired, tan-skinned man's. At the front, Zoe balances her phone on her forearm. Chase observes her. Zoe peeks down at the live stream.
Welcome to the Love Fully Charged Season 6 live finale!
I'm your host, Archer March. Three couples remain, but only one can win. And that couple will soon be revealed.
Jordan J looks at Jordan B. Jordan B turns away.
But first, let's take a look at some highlights from this juicy season.
At the wedding, Quinn walks down the aisle. She looks upward at Lyric, then turns away and closes her eyes briefly. Quinn smiles as she approaches the front. The dark-haired man goes to his seat. Quinn grins at Zoe as she steps into her spot. Logan gazes at her.
You may be seated. No?
Dearly beloved.
Are you ready, America?
On set.
I don't know about you, but my heart is racing.
Ugh, I'm sorry. I just hate their faces. Is it just me? I'd like you not to answer.
Oh. Two of my very favorite people in the world. A genius whose discoveries will define a generation, and my rich friend Logan Reese.
The winners
of Love Fully Charged Season 6 are Jordan B and Jordan J!
Congratulations, you guys. Wow, this is so well deserved.
How are you feeling right now?
See, it wouldn't have been possible without this beautiful woman.
It wouldn't have been possible without this beautiful woman.
Oh. Did the maid of honor have something she wanted to say?
Oh, no, God!
Oh, no, God!
Sorry. I'm just so overwhelmed with emotion.
As I was saying.
Sorry, I'm just so overwhelmed with emotion.
Okay, well, don't get too excited, because it's not over yet. You still have a very big decision to make.
Tight on the garage? Perfect. Very nice.
Should anyone present know of any reason that this couple should not be joined in holy matrimony, speak now or forever hold your peace.
Mark texts Stacy a PDF of a murder suspect sketch bearing a resemblance to Todd.
Stacy.
Mark gestures to Todd. Stacy looks at him as she holds up the sketch.
You. It's you. Mark.
Mark takes out gear.
Hugo. You were right under my nose. How did I not see it sooner? First, you came to the welcome reception in dirty scrubs, and no self-respecting ER doctor would ever leave the hospital in dirty scrubs. Two, you said you were from Burbank, which is not in Australia. And also, you have massive hands. Everyone, this man is not the charming, selfless, hilarious, extremely jacked Hemsworth cousin that we all thought. This man is the Malibu murderer!
Wait, murderer? No. I'm not a murderer.
Danielle furrows her brow. Zoe stares.
I'm an actor.
On set.
Jordan B, what do you love most about Jordan J?
What's going on? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Jordan B. We're all a little confused.
What is it that you really want?
If it's absolutely nothing, then why were you late? It's the car! The car!
No, Jordan, not you!
The car. Oh, the car! No, Jordan, not you!
Can you explain all of this?
Yes, sorry, of course.
Am I hearing you correctly? You're choosing the car?
Yes, sorry, of course!
Open the garage, I guess.
A garage door opens at the back of a stage. White smoke clears to reveal emptiness.
Where is the car? Where is the effing car? Greg?
Are you watching Love Fully Charged?
Who won?
Zoe looks down.
What is going on?
Zoe takes out her earbud.
I'm working during your wedding. I got an opportunity, and I tried to do both.
If you had to work, why didn't you just tell me?
Because this is so important, and you were so excited. So I lied to myself, to you, to everyone.
What about him? What is Stacy talking about?
Hugo is not a murderer. I'm not sure how she came to that conclusion.
Logan shakes his head at Stacy.
His name is Todd, and I hired him to be my boyfriend for the weekend.
I knew something was going on with you. You've been distant and distracted, and you completely abandoned me when I needed you the most. To do what? Hang out with Chase?
Zoe, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Logan, don't even start. You care more about making this wedding a spectacle than about making it meaningful. You completely ignored me every step of the way. None of this is what I wanted. Our wedding is off.
Logan watches with wide eyes. Quinn holds her skirt as she runs down the aisle. The guests turn in the chairs to watch her go.
Why do I feel so dumb?
Michael gapes next to Camille, a brunette white woman. Miss Penske shares a look with an older white woman, Quinn's bubby. Mark screws his lips to the side. Logan turns to Zoe. She closes her eyes. Logan turns to Stacy. Logan takes out his earpiece and shoves it at Chase. He runs after Quinn. Outside, Quinn drives a blue convertible away. A sign on the back reads, "Just married." Attached cans hit the brick below. Logan turns away, then looks after her. On set.
I don't know what's happening. I could do everyone's job in here better than everyone who is not doing their job in here. Everyone's fired. Get out.
At the estate, a champagne tower sits on a table outside. In Zoe's room.
So I guess this is a wrap on me then, huh?
Yeah. Thanks for everything this weekend. I'm so sorry I dragged you into all of this, and I can't even get you on the show.
I'm an actor in L.A. I kind of expect to be disappointed. You got my headshot and resume?
Yeah.
Okay. Todd takes his stuff and leaves. On Zoe's phone, a text from Kelly reads, "Don't ever step foot on one of my sets ever again." She walks out of the room. Outside, Chase stands with Danielle by the side of a small body of water. Their figures reflect in the water as he gesticulates. She walks away. Chase sits on a stone bench.
Then just disappear.
Elsewhere, Quinn drives on a road alongside the ocean.
Why do I still?
Tears run down her face. She takes off her veil and releases it behind her. It drifts against a dark sky. Later, Zoe sits on the beach by the pier. Chase goes over to her. She raises her eyebrows as he sits next to her.
Hey.
Hey. So, did you talk to Danielle? I feel awful.
Zoe, I have a confession. Danielle and I actually broke up 2 weeks ago. She agreed to still come with me to the wedding so I didn't have to show up alone.
Well, at least you didn't hire an actor.
Yeah, there's that.
how did I screw this up so bad? And when did life get so messy? I know we thought high school was hard, but I would kill to go back to PCA.
Yeah, it's too bad Quinn hasn't invented a time machine yet. I'm sure we'd all love to go back.
Yeah.
Zoe turns slightly and blinks.
Go back. That's exactly what we need to do.
What?
In the daytime, a for sale sign sits next to a Warren Stone sign for Pacific Coast Academy for Boys and Girls. A plaque reading, "And Girls," lies partially on the ground beside a missing O from Coast. On the school grounds, Zoe, Chase, Michael, Logan, Stacy, Mark, and the others look at the abandoned buildings.
This is gonna take a while. All right, people, let's get to work.
Let's do it.
Do you think there's anything left in the old arts and crafts studio?
Zoe opens the back of a van.
No, this is great and all, but what if I can't get her here? I've tried flower arrangements, edible arrangements, a skywriter, nothing.
Have you tried talking to her?
No.
Maybe try that.
There's so much to do.
I know. Do you mind helping Miss Reese with lights over there? Thank you.
I don't know, Mark. Just be helpful.
I'm trying.
Here, I'll help.
Thank you.
Got it.
Michael stands with Zoe's pink Jet X.
Zoe, look what I found.
No. You're under strict vocal rest until it's time.
Bubby holds a cake.
Is this cake?
Yeah, I knew it.
Okay. Okay, so listen, I know that we thought the Sushi Rocks closed when the school did, but it turns out Kazu's son started a food truck and they'd be more than happy to cater.
Perfect. She loves sushi.
Cool, so I think that covers everything, right? Except for music. I know that Quinn was really excited about the band, but unfortunately they're unavailable today, so who are we going to get to play the music?
Me. I'm a DJ, too.
You're welcome.
Sounds pretty good. That settles it. So what do we do now?
Now? We wait.
In the evening, Quinn sits in her kitchen wearing a PCA shirt. She eats a sheet cake with a fork. She looks up as a balloon floats in front of her window. Writing on the balloon reads, "I'm sorry." She sticks her fork into the cake. Another balloon reads, "Can we talk?" Quinn opens her window and leans out. Logan stands on the sidewalk below holding a bouquet of flowers.
I'm so sorry, Quinn.
Maybe this all happened for a reason. Maybe we just want different things. And maybe that's okay.
No! I don't want different things. I only want what you want. I was trying so hard to make this wedding perfect for me and for you. I stopped thinking about us. I was an idiot. I was worse than an idiot. I was...
A groomzilla?
Yes. Is that a thing?
She smiles.
All I know is I want to be with you. Because I love you, Quinn.
I love you too, Logan.
I love Quinn Penske!
And I love Logan Reese!
Shut up!
Hang on, I'll buzz you up.
Can you come down? I was hoping we can go for a ride.
At PCA.
Logan, where are we? What are we doing?
He removes a tie from over her eyes and steps away. Lights turn on in different sections of the school's courtyard. String lights glow overhead. Zoe stands nearby as Quinn turns and looks around with parted lips. A fountain starts flowing. Lyric stands at a table with DJing equipment. Their wedding guests stand carrying candles on either side of a makeshift aisle. Quinn turns as Zoe comes over to her.
Hi.
Hi. What is all this? Did you do this?
We all did. Quinn, I'm so sorry. You can't not marry your best friend because your other best friend ruined it.
But I'm wearing this.
Well, you did always say that you would rather get married in a lab coat.
Lyric hands Zoe a white coat. Zoe holds it up.
Here.
Chase grins. Miss Penske smiles. Zoe puts a necklace on Quinn.
How do you feel?
Like myself.
Zoe turns Quinn around. Logan kneels in front of her. He holds up a ring in a box.
Quinn Penske, will you marry me still?
Quinn nods.
Yes?
Yeah.
He opens his button-up to reveal a tuxedo shirt.
Yes!
Lyric hits a button. Zoe hands Quinn a bouquet and links arms with her. They walk down the aisle together. Zoe steps aside as they reach Logan.
Dearly beloved. Just kidding. We're gathered here today to celebrate this beautiful love between Quinn Penske and Logan Reese.
Later, people dance and mingle. Michael stands with a drink.
Seriously, best ceremony I've ever heard. I mean, hilarious, heartbreaking, personal. Did you write that yourself?
Oh, I've been writing that since high school when they first fell in love.
You should do our wedding.
Oh, I'm down. Let's do it. Let's go.
Zoe checks her phone.
Oh, excuse me. I have to take this.
She steps away from the dancing and answers her phone.
Kelly, I know what you're going to say, and my stuff will be out of the office on Monday.
I'm promoting you.
The what?
The numbers are in. It was the highest rated Love Fully Charged finale ever. The network is sharding their brains with happiness. They want a spinoff with both Jordans. I want you
on my team.
I don't know what to say.
There is so much more to you than meets the eye. You have so much more to offer.
What you did by throwing out
every reality TV trope, by ignoring me at every turn, that took balls. I respect balls.
You're right.
What?
I do have a lot to offer. And I'm tired of wasting it on people who don't deserve it, like you. I quit.
I'll double your salary.
And give me the corner office?
Yeah, sure.
And fire Greg?
Hey, Greg.
What?
You're fired.
Greg lowers a pole.
All right.
Yeah, done.
Zoe turns as Todd arrives.
One more thing.
On set, Jordan B. lies on a swing hanging above the pool.
Deal. Hey, Jordan. Go home.
I don't know where I live.
I am sorry that I accused you of being a murderer, but yeah, you have to understand it was not my fault. It was Mark's. Mark, what did you do?
I followed up badly.
That's right. And what do you have to say to Quinn?
I'm sorry we ruined your wedding.
We?
I'm sorry I ruined your wedding.
Better. Oh, I am also very sorry, but he does not speak for me. No, it's a feminism thing. We do that. Where are you going?
Todd, you made it.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I'm Manny on the weekends.
Well, you may not have to anymore because I got you on the show.
No.
Yes!
Todd beams.
Thank you!
Everybody get out of the way. Quinn and my dumb brother are gonna do their first dance.
Todd follows Zoe away. Elsewhere, Quinn and Logan talk with other people. They catch each other's eyes from across the party and walk towards one another. They slow dance. She puts her arms around his neck and leans close to his ear.
This wedding sucks. Where are the oyster shuckers?
All right, I deserve that.
In slow motion, Zoe walks near people dancing and stops. Across the party, Chase raises his hand and wiggles his fingers at her. She smiles as she regards him. He moves to the side as he keeps his gaze trained on her. Zoe widens her eyes. He stops just before hitting a pillar. He points. Chase walks over to her.
You want to dance?
She nods.
What's next, Chase Matthews? Back to Baltimore?
Man, it is really cold out there.
Well, I heard, and don't quote me, but I heard there are schools in California.
Oh, wow. Well, maybe I'll look into that. But whatever the future holds, I hope that you're in it. Because I love you, Zoe. And I always have.
I love you too.
She closes her eyes as they kiss. apart. Chase looks around and shrugs. Lyric watches with a frown.
Yes, I'm bored.
Stacy and Mark go onto the dance floor. She raises her arms in the air. Zoe dances. Logan and Quinn stand close together as they move to the beat. Michael pats Chase as he dances. Logan takes off his button-up fully to reveal his sleeveless tuxedo shirt. He bounces as Quinn twirls him. Stacy beams as she moves. Bubby moves to the music. Zoe's long hair whips around as she dances. The boys touch their glasses. Todd chugs with them. The girls chug their drinks as well. Logan arm wrestles Chase. Quinn sticks out her tongue as she tosses her bouquet behind herself to the guests. It lands in Zoe's arms. Zoe raises her eyebrows. Mark dances furiously.
So I hear you're like a producer.
You ever heard of Drippin'?
What? And you're friends with Logan? And he didn't introduce me to you?
Logan, you always do this to me. You never support me in any of my endeavors.
I support you, don't.
Logan and Quinn cut their cake together. They feed each other cake and kiss.
Good for you for picking up on the rebound, you know?
Yeah.
Sloppy seconds.
Bubby eats cake with their fingers. Logan and Quinn throw their arms up. Todd hip thrusts. He jumps to his feet and yells. Stacy kisses Mark aggressively and straddles him. Quinn whips her head from side to side as she dances. Michael grabs Logan's shoulders. Chase dances as he looks at Zoe. She moves her head and hops. The title appears, Zoe 102.
I know you're bummed we didn't catch him this time, Stace, but we will. We always do. That's why we're the number one murder podcast in America.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So great meeting you, Todd.
Sorry again about that little mix-up.
Oh, don't even worry about it. You guys get home safe, okay?
Todd peers into the trunk of his car. Something inside a large bag moves. Bloopers play next to the credits. In the tub, Zoe sits with Quinn.
I have ideas. Excuse me, did I wink?
You're loving it, Mr. Perry. You're like...
Oh, I am.
Mr. Perry, you own a jewelry shop. I'm loving it, too.
Bobby! Ow! What are you doing?
Oh, I thought you were cake.
No, it's me.
I almost ate you.
Here, I got your back.
Oh, go. My God, we're in a car.
It didn't smell bad.
Someone got me.
With a 300-mile driving radius, what's the line? I'm so sorry to this camera that has to go back and forth. Loving you.
Get it.
Michael pinches Mark's cheek. They thumb wrestle.
Could you pour that back?
Jordan B. lets wine pour from his mouth back into his glass. He sets the glass down and grins.
Are you guys still filming me? Can I ask an honest question? Can you tell that these are ladies' leggings? I don't think you can tell, right?
At her place, Quinn hits her head on the window. She leans her head back out.
I'm good.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Credits: Jamie Lynn Spears, Aaron Sanders, Sean Flynn, Matthew Underwood, Christopher Massey, Abby Wild, Jack Salvatore, Dean Geyer, Ms. Pat, and Thomas Lennon. Casting by Krisha Bullock, CSA, and Jamie Snow, CSA. Music supervisor, Wendy Levy. Music by Roger Neal. Costumes designer, Emmy Holmes. Edited by Ian Skalski. Production designer, Jeremy A. Castles. Director of photography, Matthew Rudenberg. Executive producers, Jamie Lynn Spears, Monica Shearer, Madeline Whitby, Nancy Hauer, Martha Fernandez, Alexis Fisher. Based on characters created by Dan Schneider. Written by Monica Shearer and Madeline Whitby. Directed by Nancy Hauer. Credits continue.
And follow me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell the DJ, Jay, we can dance all day. Let's just get away. Yeah, we can make them see all of the things.
Audio description provided by International Digital Center. Written by Betty Capo. Voiced by Tony Gannon. Copyright 2023 Awesomeness TV Holdings, LLC. All rights reserved. Nickelodeon Productions.